This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The new leader of Haiti is looking for international support for his country. The prime minister is here in Washington meeting with international donors, and he also came by our studios. Gerard Latortue is supposed to arrange elections by next year. He took over day-to-day government after last winter's unrest and the arrival of U.S. troops. He is a longtime Haitian diplomat and a one-time foreign minister. He's 70 years old. And when Haitian leaders named him, Latortue was living in retirement in Boca Raton, Florida. He says he first learned of his selection as prime minister while listening to the radio.
The day after, I was in the plane to go to Port-au-Prince, and I had to explain that to my wife, who couldn't understand what was happening. Finally, I decided to accept. Let me tell you my reason, really, why I accept to take the job. My parents did not spend a penny for my primary education. My family did not pay a penny for my university education, my college education. So I said, whoever I am today, I got it because of Haiti, and I got it from Haiti. But in my life, I've been spending my time working always abroad, in Africa, in Asia, in Europe. And I say, I have to respond to the call of the nation.
What was it like, though, that one day you've retired outside of your home country, and you're there listening to the radio, and the next day, having heard that word on the radio, you're on the plane back to Haiti as this country's new leader?
It was a moment, I cannot describe it to you really, sir, because it is all my body, all my soul getting involved and telling me, you cannot say no. If I was younger, it is like your country asking you to go and serve in the army. You don't raise questions, you'd go.
You've given a deadline of September 15th for rebel groups to give up their arms. You do have United Nations troops there to help you, several thousand of them. But I gather that during the unrest, Haiti's police forces were largely disarmed. Their guns and cars were stolen. Have your police been rearmed?
We are putting order in the police force. We are recruiting new police force. We are asking the United Nations force to give real training to our police force, and all this will be done from now to the end of the year, and by that time, we believe we will be on top of all those questions.
This is a similar question that people are facing now in Iraq. How quickly can you build from scratch a security force that's going to be reliable and be able to help you?
I hope the reference to Iraq is only something accidental, because there is no comparison between Iraq and Haiti. So it will be easier, and particularly the fact that Brazil has been giving the leadership, the command of the UN nation. You know, in Haiti, we love Brazil. And it's a matter of fact, we are having a kind of soccer diplomacy. We're going to have a soccer game for peace between Brazil and Haiti. And if you go to Haiti today, the talk of the nation is Brazil, Haiti, and soccer, and not really rebellion or game.
Is soccer something that can bring people together who have great political differences?
Oh, yes, yes. In Haiti, if there is one unifying factor, it is soccer.
Do you believe that life for the average Haitian is any better than it was 4 or 5 months ago?
Oh, let me tell you, 4 or 5 months ago, nothing is comparable. You could not walk in Haiti. You have political disturbances all over the place. Today, the streets of Haiti are calm. 4 or 5 months ago, you have 1 hour electricity in Haiti. Today, you have 12, 14 hours, you know, a day in Haiti. What Haiti needs the most is to create jobs. And it is the purpose of the meeting we're having at the World Bank.
How much money are you looking for?
Well, we expect to have between 900 million and 1 billion. And I believe we'll get it. We'll get it because there is a commitment from most of the international donors, be it the World Bank, European Union, and I should say the Bush administration is very supportive of the interim government, giving us a lot of support in international organizations.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Gerard Latortue is Prime Minister of Haiti's interim government.